This is episode number 2340 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, November 29th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Fashion house Balenciaga
is
now watching its fortune slip through the bonds of the internet.
I think I know where we're going with this. It's been all the rage
the
last couple of days.
Imagine, if you will, a sink with water and the little swirling as it's about to go down the drain. And then the sound of...
That's Balenciaga.
Sucked down into the pipes.
Yeah.
Balenciaga.
Yeah.
There it goes. If you haven't heard Balenciaga, they posted two ads with children holding stuffed teddy bears. Aww.
Cute, right?
That's cute.
No.
Oh, but wait, that's where the cuteness ends, because the teddy bears are dressed in bondage BDSM gear in their ads.
And may I add, the little children that are holding the bears look like they're from the Addams Family. I mean, at least the looks on their face do. They have regular colored hair, but they're like, oh my God, these are scary children.
Mommy,
what is the teddy bear?
Why is the teddy bear wearing leather and chains?
Oh my God. And what's this whip for? Well, I can see where they got a bunch of crap for that. Man.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, some of their faces are like,
Wow. Who thought of this crap? Who thought this was a good idea? Let's put children with bondage.
Someone had to say yes.
You know?
So the internet exploded.
Yeah, of course.
Exploded.
Of course it did.
Kaboom.
Yeah.
Called Balenciaga out for promoting child abuse and child sexualism.
Right, right.
But worse, some of its biggest celebrity spokespeople, including one Kimmy Kardashian and Nicole Kidman, they were strangely silent for a while about that.
Wow. Well, you know, they got to call their management. Can I say something bad about Balenciaga because, like, they pay me millions of dollars
a
year?
Well, for Kim, she said it's... Now, some other people call Kim's apology insincere.
Well,
or her statement, anyway. The hours that unfolded...
When is anything that she says register as being sincere?
That's true. Balenciaga is suing the design house that came... This is what gets funny to me.
Yeah.
Balenciaga is suing the design house that came up with the ad campaign.
What? They had to green light it.
That's right, they did.
I mean, you know, ad agencies just don't go, hey, we got a great idea for you. Well, you know what? You can see it when it's live.
Not only did someone have to green light it, according to the business sources, Balenciaga people were at the photo shoot.
Ah, see. Yeah.
And the photographer was like, hey, I just doing what I was told.
No kidding. I mean, this is not getting anywhere. No.
Kimmy has since denounced the campaign.
Oh, of course.
She claims she is reevaluating her continued association with the Lux Fashion House. And she said before she spoke out, she had to meet with them to find out what their intentions were, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Mm. Give it about 3 weeks. She'll be back with them. I guarantee you.
Oh, I don't know.
She'll be back with them.
You know,
this, by the way, though, this is bad.
Put out a big old statement about,
well, this is bad. I mean, you know, this has been all the news the last couple of days. It's like, you don't put children in a bondage ad. You just don't. Hello? That's just the stupidest thing you can do. Anyway, nothing good's going to come of this, by golly, except maybe Balenciaga will not be able to have that association with Crocs like they do. Maybe that's going to die, too. We'll wait and see.
So, Heather Real Musa.
Oh, yes.
She's speaking out about where she stands with husband Tarek Al Musa's ex, Christina Hack.
So this week is the big week for the final flip or flop that they came back to do after the divorce, right? This is the final, final. I think HGTV said we didn't get a goodbye episode.
I guess it's the closure episode.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with a reality show, you got to have a goodbye episode. It's not like this is Friends.
Does anyone care about this?
I don't think so. This is divorced flippers.
Yeah.
We call it flip or, you know, this is the thing on HGTV.
Who gives a flip?
I like that. Who gives a flip? Because you've got the Mars, very cute couple.
Yes.
Out in Arkansas. You know, they only fix houses in Arkansas.
I love them. I love them. Her voice grates on me a little bit.
Dave's cool.
Yeah.
Dave's bald, by the way.
Yeah, he is.
As a cue ball. And then
they're really awesome people.
And then you got the Gaineses, of course. They're the mom
love
and
the
pop
Gaineses.
Of flipping down in Waco. And then you've got this couple down in a little town called Laurel, Mississippi.
Yes.
Cute little town, cute little couple, Aaron and Ben Napier.
I love them so much.
Ben is a woodworker, and he's teddy bear looking guy, and Aaron's a really sweet little young lady. Uh-huh. And this is what people want to watch. They don't want to watch divorcees get mad at each other and flip houses
with
together.
With vocal fry.
With vocal fry. Anyway, I take off my soapbox.
In the beginning, it's like, God, he's getting someone who looks kind of similar to Christina.
I will say.
Except Heather Ray does have a personality.
I got that. But if you side by side in a photo, I think Christina wins.
I think so. However, Heather Ray's personality.
She's pretty,
wins.
But I mean, you know, Christina's like, she edges her out.
I felt like I was always second, Heather explained. No one ever made me feel that way.
Oh, okay. All right. But she felt that way. No one made her feel that way.
I'm sure Christina, I mean, that was well, Christina's.
And they were
kids,
co-parenting, you know? Right?
Co-parenting. I mean,
and now she's pregnant, right? She's pregnant with a Tark's kid.
Yep.
So
I kind of had to navigate my feelings along with falling in love with a man, raising children, not hers,
right?
But getting a whole new family, also filming my own TV shows.
Well, and she's got one now. She's going to have one with him.
Yeah, Selling Sunset, right?
Selling Sunset, and they're doing Flipping the El Mooses or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Heather admitted about the co-parenting journey. I mean, we've definitely had some ups and downs, and they've had ups and downs.
Right.
And I think she realized how much I love the kids, and they are number one to me over anything. So any drama aside, the kids are the most important thing to all of us.
I get that feeling that at least the El Mooses are good with the co-parenting. Obviously, Aunt Anstead is not. And he's actually got court injunctions about his son with Christina Hack not being able to be on Instagram. So, and this is a serious thing. Now,
but
there you go.
I will say that their kids...
Yeah.
Always seem really happy.
They seem very happy, but of course they're on TV, so you know. If you were on TV when you were a little kid, you'd be happy too, by golly.
Would you?
I think so.
I don't know. If you ask a lot of child stars who became adults.
But these aren't stars.
That is true.
These are just background players. They just happen to be in every shot. With our apologies to all the Gaines kids, as well as...
Why would you even apologize to the Gaines kids?
Halle Berry.
You want to be a Gaines kid.
I do. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.